The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
In Russia, there was a fellow who was a coward, a backstabbing Jew, who used to snitch on all of the Jewish people in the town to the government. He made himself very close to the Russian authorities, who were brutal. They were lethal. KGB was, you know, with no excuse, could come in, kill your family, send everyone to Siberia, never be seen again, you know, with no questions. That's what it was like living in Russia behind the Iron Curtain during those years. So this guy, to protect himself, to fatten his wallet, make his life better, he cozied up to the Russian government, and he would snitch on every one of his Jewish brothers and sisters. He got many people killed. You know, everyone in the town was terrified of him. The day comes and he's getting sick, and the people of the community are telling him, you know, we can't wait to say Kaddish for you. Yeah, any. Just want another enemy of the Jewish people gone. That's all we need. We don't need any more. Especially not from our own. All right. The guy calls in the Chevra Kadisha. And he says, listen, you know how much power I have. I'm going to ask you a favor. Please, I have one request of you. You guys know that I've not been a good Jew. I've used my power in a terrible way. And I feel very guilty. You know, I didn't think I would, but here I am on my deathbed. I feel terrible. I acted as a hateful person. I went out of my way to cause trouble, to hurt people. I hated everyone in the community with a passion. Could only wait to do them more and more harm. But I feel terrible now. So he said, please do me a favor. I'm terrified to go to Shamayim now. This way. He was a coward here on earth. He was a coward going to heaven. He says, please, I beg of you, my final wish, bury me, he says, standing up straight in the grave. If you bury me in a way of bizayon, of embarrassment, like I don't deserve to a final comfortable resting place, if you bury me like that, he says, maybe it will be a kapara. Please, that's my final wish and my final request. Anyway, people, it makes a big impression on them. Wow, what a fellow. What a request. In his final moments, he's finally doing teshuvah. It's also his final will and testament. It's a mitzvah. The Gemara says, mitzvah lishmoa divrei amet. It's a mitzvah to listen to the words of someone who's about to pass away. They come to Rav Moshe Feinstein, who's the rabbi in the town. And they asked him, they said, you know, did you hear about the story with this guy? What's the barrier? Enough, it's tshuva. So inspiring. Let's put it on a meaningful minute. You know, spread it on social media. Sephardic community. Let's go. Yaani. Rav Moshe says, with all due respect, we ain't burying him standing up. There are laws about how a Jewish person is buried, and we don't break the laws or the minhagim or the halakha for anybody, for any reason. You can't just make up your own thing. Oh, I want to do this. I want to do teshuvah. So break this law, break this. This is how we do. This is the halakha. He wants a Jewish burial, he's getting a Jewish burial. He wants to go do anything else. Let him do whatever he wants. But for the Chevra Kadisha, what we do, we bury someone only the right way. People are saying, you know, the guy, the teshuvah, you're being too harsh. Maybe you need to bend the laws. Maybe this is a case for leniency. Rav Moshe says, listen, if I'm the rabbi, this is my ruling. Okay, they listen to the rabbi. And they buried him. Let's say they buried him on Wednesday. Thursday morning, knock at the door of the house of every one of the members of the Chevra Kadisha. The dreaded knock of the KGB. They pull every one of these guys out of their beds. They march with them to the cemetery, and they say, where did you bury this informant? They say, we buried him over here only yesterday. They say, go get shovels, we're digging him up. They say, you can't dig him up. It's Jewish law, you're not supposed to disturb the slumber of those that pass away. Can't do it, it's not, we can't just... They say, you're digging up, we're digging it up, and if not, you can understand what your end is going to be. Tremendous threats, this, that. I have no choice. They go to the burial plot, and they start digging the guy up. Anyway, they look in the grave. They finally see the guy buried. Halakha. They shrug their shoulders, and they leave. They can't figure it out until they find out through a contact that they have in the high places that what did this fellow do? He was so hateful and so full of malice and anger that he told the police, these Jews, this town, it's a town of traitors. It's a town of dissidents. It's a town of people who hate the government and who hate communism. And you know how you'll know All I do is work with the government. All I do is help. All I do is work for communism to be taken seriously in this place, right? Watch. They're going to bury me in a disrespectful way. And that's how you'll know that they're all traitors and they should all be sent to Siberia. They should all be killed. They came, they dug him up. And how was he buried? Like everybody else. You know why? Because the Chevra Kadisha understood what Emunat Chachamim means. True story. With Rav Moshe Feinstein. My friends, like I said earlier, when the Mishnah in Avot says, Aseh Lecha Rav, it's not playing games.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org